John, tell me a little bit about what you did, your responsibilities, your job.
Well, I ended up having a staff of several dozen people, close to 50 people, and my title was chief economist. And
for
a company called Charles T. Maine out of Boston. And incidentally, this whole operation. Now, I was recruited initially by the CIA, by the NSA, the National Security Agency, the nation's largest and probably least understood spy organization. These days, economic hitmen, like the CIA-sanctioned jackals, the assassins in the process, all of us are employed by private agencies, as far as I know, entirely. The days of the 007s, the government agent licensed to kill, are long gone, if they ever existed. Today, it's all done through private contractors, which gives a certain amount of protection to the government.
Who are funded by taxpayers, no doubt.
Oh, yes, where, you know, the private corporations are under contract to, you know, well, there could be the Defense Department or the State Department or USAID, or sometimes it's the World Bank, which isn't necessarily U.S. government funds, but a great deal of it is funded by U.S. taxpayers. And certainly in the case of the Jackals, the assassins, that is funded by taxpayers. So my official title was chief economist for Charles T. Maine. And between me and my staff, I suspect we worked in most of the countries around the world that have resources that we covet. Personally, I was involved in places like Indonesia and Iran and Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Ecuador and Colombia and Argentina and Venezuela. I mean, you name it.
You did. Okay, so what did you do? What did you and your staff do?
Well, as I mentioned before, typically what we did was set up these deals where we would identify countries that had resources that we coveted and arrange these loans, and then develop projects which would be use these loans to hire American companies to build these projects, which would primarily benefit the wealthy in those countries. That was the most typical example. Now, there were exceptions in countries like Panama, where it was a canal that we were interested in, and Saudi Arabia, which didn't need loans because it had so much oil, so we had to go about it in a different way. So we used a different approach. But in every case, what our work was about was funneling money into U.S. corporations and making those countries dependent upon us, basically bringing them in to the empire, if you will, in a very different way from when the military forces created empire. We did it a different way, but
I'm going to talk about the corporations in a second, but on one aspect, what's wrong strategically than having other countries dependent on you? I mean, I'd rather have a country dependent on me than dependent on China, for example.
Well, you're absolutely right in that, George. And I think really there's a couple of things that are wrong here. First of all, I think what's wrong is that we're doing this very clandestinely so that the American people are not aware that we're doing this. You know, when you build an empire based on a military, everybody knows you're doing it.
You can see it.
Yes, and your own people know because their sons are the ones going off to war all the time. When you do it using economic hitmen, it's much more secretive. And the second thing that's wrong here is that we think nothing about supporting bloody dictators, ruthless regimes, as long as they fit within our scheme. And we think nothing of overthrowing democratically elected regimes if they go against us. That, to me, is very wrong. It goes totally against what the people of our country believe in and want. And it also goes against all our most sacred documents, like the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights.
Now, are we funneling billions of dollars to these U.S. corporations this way through taxpayer money, and then these fat cats are getting richer?
That's absolutely true, yes. It's not all taxpayer money by any means. A lot of the World Bank money comes from the open market. In other words, they get the money through, you know, the open money markets. But a great deal of it is U.S. taxpayer money. It depends on where it's coming from. When it comes from organizations like USAID, it's U.S. taxpayer money. In any case, I have to say that even when it's not U.S. taxpayer money, we suffer greatly in this country. The people that are being ripped off are people around the third world and the in U.S. taxpayers and citizens, because we've created a world that is very angry at us. And most Americans don't realize this.
No, they don't. And let me tell you, honestly, by half of my... I get a system here where they can send me instant messages, and half of them are so ticked at you, they want me to get a noose and string you up.
Mm-hmm.
The other half thinks the world of you. But there's no middle ground here. I've not seen one message that says, hey, this is an okay show. They either hate you or they love you. And unfortunately, I think that's what's happening to this country. It's right down the middle that way. It's divided
and
that way.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think anybody should either hate me or love me in this regard. For these things, I'm simply telling the story of what I did in my life. And people can hate what I did and work to change it, I suppose they could love what I did and say, well, it's a good thing that he did it, and he's telling his story, and so be it.